You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, it is kind of like National Joke, Tell a Joke Day, so it's not really a joke. As I get older, I realize that Nate is right. He's having a little discussion with his body, his human body, basically saying, I can grow a fully formed human baby in like 9 months. I'm talking brain functioning, respiratory system, eyeballs, everything. So I'm like, cool. How long will it take for my twisted ankle to feel better? My body responds, well, that'll be 7 years and it will never be the same.
10-4, good buddy. Okay.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Yes, Alex, anything good happened to you lately?
Yes. I have a new grandbaby, praise God. My mother-in-law just turned 79. We had a wonderful birthday, but she has so many great-grandchildren, and they asked me to pray over the meal, and I pray, thank God, for her immigration here to this country from Jamaica, for which she has, I forgot the number, I want to say it's like 14 great-grandkids.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Yeah, praise God, yeah.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
The Sound of Life.
Big day today. Gold. They found it in the Yukon in 1896. They say George Carmack found it, but some people say it was really his nephews the one that saw it. I believe it's probably the kids saw it in the creek there. It was actually about 50 years before the California... 50 years after the California gold rush. So most of those California people looking for gold, they like given up. So 100,000 people went to the Yukon in Alaska to search for that gold. It's really wild. Some people think that God used the founding of the gold, the finding of the gold, when he did, in order to get people to settle the West. They've got a good point. Why would you leave a dairy farm in the Hudson Valley in the 1800s, and travel west? Do you know what kind of a journey that was?
They used to take 30 years to do that, and a bunch of you would die on the way there. And the other passengers would just bury you and keep walking. You'd be a whole different group of people by the time you got to California.
The Sound of Life.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
A great opportunity to talk with Ethan, who is the national spokesperson of an outfit called Convoy of Hope. As he said, they're in Maui right now. I wanted to make sure, Ethan, are they going there now? Now, I talked to them a couple days ago.
Okay. They are. They're en route. We already had distributions. We have people on the ground that have the entire weekend long. We've been giving out supply over the weekend. We've been giving out things that people need right now, like chargers and radios that are battery operated. We're giving out batteries, of course, because there's no electricity on much of the island. Solar charging radios and batteries and things like that that we're able to just give people so that they can have some kind of contact with the outside world and stay in contact so that they can charge their phones and things like that.
All right, a lot of things going on. I can't imagine just standing there amidst nothing that has burned down and having somebody come who really cares about you and putting their arm around you and said, we're going to make it through this. We've got some things to help you out. And that's what Convoy of Hope specializes in. I posted the links. Real easy to find them. Convoyofhope.org. That's their URL online there. But I went right to the disaster services page for you. And I posted on the Sound of Life Facebook page. Convoy of Hope. Keep them and the folks there in Maui in your prayers.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast. The Sound of Life.
So... with this little number under me talking, you probably guessed, well, you know, it's good to, if I can get you to just smile, and a chuckle would raise your health meter by a couple of points, at least for today. And that would be awesome because there's like no charge, okay? So what we want to do is bring in the person who named that two-way radio that you hold in your hand and you turn on. Uses a couple of batteries, and you're like, here, honey, you take this. I'm going to be out in the yard if you need me, call. You know, it's a walkie-talkie. He called it a walkie-talkie. That's funny on itself. Just to show you how funny that is, I want this person to name, like, a sock. What would you call a sock? Oh, a feedy heedy. a feedy heedy, right? What would be a fork then? That's a common item. A fork would be a stabby grabby. I like that. I like that a lot. Except it's a little bit longer than a fork, right? Okay. Pregnancy test would be a maybe baby. That's pretty good. Defibrillators. It's actually my favorite. What would a stamp be? Licky sticky? Did we go over that? Okay. A nightmare would be what? That's a hard one to pick, right? Nightmare, but not from the person who named walkie-talkie. Nightmare would be screamy dreamy. All right. And I know you've already come up with a defibrillator. I mean, a defibrillator is a hard word, so we need something cute like walkie-talkie. You know, like you could have named two-way battery-operated cordless radio or something like that. See, so we call them walkie-talkies. But a defibrillator would be what? The hardy-starty. I love that. A hardy-starty. Quick, grab the hardy-starty. We need it.
Nip it in the bud.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The sound of life.
It's about the same. We've been this way for a while. It's like, I don't know what to do if it doesn't rain. If I don't walk out in the morning and my car doesn't have, like, water on it. But I did find out something, though. I have a sunroof, so I got in the car in the afternoon, and I just automatically put my sunroof open because I like to have the sunroof open, fresh air coming in, open my windows. I get it, you know, initially get that fresh air going as I go down the road for a few minutes anyway. And I got down to the end of the driveway here at the station, and I found out what happens when you have water on top of your car and the sun and a hole in the top of your car at the same time. As soon as it happened, it was one of those things where I went, now I know. You get quite a shower. Yeah, if I'd had a little body wash, I could have, it would have been a right smart shower. As they say down south. So The Chosen in season 4, right? I get confused sometimes. Season 4, I believe it's going to open in theaters, but I always recommend getting the app. You can get the app of The Chosen, of course. Took the world by storm a few years ago. Pretty amazing. Jonathan Rumi playing Jesus and Elizabeth Tabish. Wow. Because now it's on the CW on Sunday nights. I keep forgetting about it, but I happened to catch the very first episode. And that's where Mary Magdalene meets Jesus. Wow. That brought all that back, you know, because I hadn't watched it in a while they've been filming and stuff. And wow, and my wife saw it for the first time. She was just like, who's that? And I said, that's Jesus. And she's very impressed. You know, you have to be with the acting and the situation they put you in and how they portray something that you read about in the Bible. It's pretty cool. What you're really going to be impressed as one of the actors, his name is Nick. And right now I can't think of him, but he's on The Chosen. But he has a pretty powerful testimony I want to share with you.
I was the one back in the day, even though I believed, but I would sort of poke fun at people that were so into Jesus and why are you so into him like that? I didn't understand. People should know, even when I confronted him and I said, while I'm talking to him, you probably don't even exist. He still came after me in this way. So if people think, oh, I'm not good enough for him to... It's like, he wants you because you're not good enough. So then he can make you good enough. Once this happens to you, there's no going back.
His name is Nick Shakur, and he plays on The Chosen. He plays Zebedee. So when you see Zebedee, that's his testimony right there.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.